Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 32nd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be going over the track list for BTS's B. And just to make things fun, we're going to challenge ourselves by remembering which member started certain songs. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. We're finally announcing the 5,000 follower giveaway winner. It was originally for the Himalaya app, but since we're no longer with them, we're still honoring the participants.
Yes. Are you guys ready to hear the winner? All right. Yay. Let's do this. Okay. And the winner is, drum roll please, Jose. Daniel Ramos!
Woo! Yay!
Thank you to all the participants and to everyone who has been supporting us on this journey. We'll be doing more giveaways, so stay tuned. Well, Jose, how are you? And my dog just barked. My dog's responding to me.
He's doing good, I can tell, huh? He's happy.
Yes, he is very happy. I hope you've been happy too, Jose.
Yes, I have. Honestly, really, really happy with all the content that BTS has dropped. I guess you could say all of them have been teasers, actually, because, you know, the album's still not here. But other than that, I'm pretty happy with, like, my school. Everything's going great. I cannot complain. Like, even though it's a lot of, like, homework and projects and stuff, like, I've been turning them in on time, and I've been passing everything, so I have no complaints over that, so I'm doing good.
That's good.
The other day, though, I was sneezing a lot. Okay, wait.
Wait. Oh, no, you know what? I was about to say, Jose, me too. What was going on with yesterday? I had allergies.
I don't know. I think, it was probably allergies, because it's, like, you know that phrase, like, keep Austin weird, because I'm in Austin. It's like, we keep it weird, like, for real, even the weather, because, well, actually, it's all Texas. It's not just Austin. Like, literally, one day you're wearing a jacket, the next day you're in a tank top. Like, it switches up on us. Yeah, one day I had a whole hoodie, pants.
I hope you had pants.
Well, I mean, I guess I meant to say, like, sweatpants, like, you know, the thicker type.
Oh, okay, okay. One. All right.
What are those called? I don't know, girl. I ain't no fashionista. They're meant for the winter. Like, they're meant to keep you warm.
Yes.
That's what I meant. Okay. Rewind on that. I had the heater on, Roseanne. I actually turned the heater in my apartment. I hadn't done that in a while.
Ooh.
For me to then the next day actually turn on the AC, wear some shorts, wear some sandals, wear a tank. Mm. Like, that is not okay, but it's normal over here in Texas. So the only negative on that is, like, it literally affects my allergies. I think it's just because it's such a drastic change.
Makes sense.
The other day I was just sneezing. Thought I'd let y'all know my nose.
Let you know what's going on with my nose situation. My body. That's hilarious because even I had the sniffles and I was sneezing yesterday. We had like a windstorm here in Vegas. It was like windy for two days. Literally the wind brought winter with it because it was same thing with like Texas. It was hot and all of a sudden it's cold. Now we have to put on the stick jacket and it's winter now in Vegas. So I think that is like the change of the weather. And so are you, is it?
So it's cold over there?
Yeah, it's cold now here. Wait, what's the degree?
No, like literally the winter just said it, like hello and then dipped because over here it's hot again. We're in 80s.
Y'all,
like it is not.
Y'all are weird. No, it's like 40s, 50s, or actually 40s now. Wow.
Oh, wow.
How weird, y'all.
But I mean, how are you doing?
I've been doing good. Other than my allergies as well, I've been doing good. A lot of projects, looking forward to posting it. And just, I'm just looking forward to BTS's comeback because I need it. Mm-hmm. I need me some. Mm-hmm. But literally, though, as of today, we got the track list for Beat.
Yes.
They've been dropping something every single day, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I would say with the only exception of yesterday. But then again, if you count the 2021 season's greetings
announcement, yes, that's true.
It has been every day. So
that's very true. You got those teasers right on that. And the pictures yeah. for that. That is crazy that you're right. Like, that's not even anything to do with the comeback. It's just for the season's greeting, but we got something. But also, they finally confirmed how many songs were going to be on the album.
Yes.
So it's a mini album. It's, you know, an EP. Is that what people would call it, right? Extended play?
Girl, I don't know. I've never known what EP, LP, PB&J.
Yes, we love some PB&J.
I hate peanut butter. Sorry.
What? You know what?
Sorry.
I guess you're not allergic, though, to peanuts, right?
No, hate peanut butter, girl.
He said hate.
I know hate is a strong word, but I cannot stand peanut butter. And I've tried it.
I'm sure you gotta try it to hate it, Jose.
Okay, sorry, I went on a tangent for peanut butter. What is wrong with me?
We, you know, we're just excited, guys, okay? We're happy. That's good. Lord. So we got 8 tracks.
Yes.
We already know 2 of the track names. The first song on the list was Life
Goes On.
Well,
we know all of them now.
We know all, yeah, you're right. Well, before that, Jose. Before that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We only knew 2. Life Goes On and Dynamite. But let me go over the other song titles, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Fly Me to the Moon. It says Fly to My Room. But hey, I get it. I see what they were trying to do. You know that song, Fly Me to the Moon? You know? No?
I think I've heard it.
No? Okay.
Isn't it like...
It's an old song, but Fly to My Room. I mean, this is how everyone feels when they just want to go home. Anyways, Blue and Gray.
Uh-huh.
Skit. Mm-hmm. Telepathy. Disease. And Stay. Now, Jose, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you for your theories on, like, what you think each song might be. Because there's a lot of things going on with, like, the titles of these songs already.
Right, yeah. Disease. The way that disease is being, I guess, typed out. How do you say
that? Yeah, typed out. You're right. It's like D-I-S-E-A-S-E. So that dash is right there for a reason.
When there's a dash, the intention is to separate.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, obviously, E-A-S-E, like to ease something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're trying to say, they're trying to put this whole situation in a positive light. I've seen a lot of people saying that the D-I-S is like dissing it.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a rap song. Right. And hey, it could be. I'm not saying no. But I don't know. I didn't get that. I didn't immediately think, oh, this is going to be a diss sing, like a diss song, you know, like it's going to be hard-hitting rap line type of song. I didn't get that. I'm not saying that it's not a possibility, but I didn't get that immediately. I actually went the other route. Oh. I thought it was like maybe a calming one, trying to turn something negative into a positive type of way, you know?
That makes sense. I was one of those people that thought, this, okay, it's a diss track, but you know, I like the way you thought about that song to ease into it, which is really interesting because that's an interesting point of view for that song.
Yeah.
Your girl's just hoping for another cypher. That's just all it is, but...
I mean, if we can only get that cypher part 5 featuring V, we've been waiting on it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my... Okay, fingers crossed. But one thing I did want to point out is... Oh, well, people on Twitter have already been talking about it. Like, the song Blue and Gray might have snuck into, you know, in the soups when Tay was in the boat playing a song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We thought it was going to be for his upcoming mixtape he's been talking about. But what if it's not? And Blue and Gray?
I also thought that too, yeah.
Yeah. One thing I was wondering, when I did hear the song that he did play in the soup, it reminded me, it gave me Neve vibes. He has posted a video on Twitter with him like freestyle singing with Neve playing the guitar on the side. And if y'all listen to Neve, he's amazing. He has amazing songs. Go listen to him on Spotify. I'm not sponsored. But that's my... What's your theory to Blue and Gray? People are saying it's going to be like Tay and someone else. You think it's going to be a duo or is it going to be a group song?
Honestly, I do think it is. I mean, it's too much of a coincidence not to be that song. I mean, he literally sings Blue and Gray in that song.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a 90% chance it is that same one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that 10% is like, it is a coincidence. Mm. It's his own song and it has nothing to do with the... new album. But if it is, I also think it's gonna be a subunit, because if we look back at one of the YouTube lives that they did together, they talked about this. They said that two of the tracks should be units. They said two tracks should be subunits, one of them should be a skit, and there should be four group songs. And if we take away Dynamite, because we already know Dynamite
and Life Goes On has to be.
Exactly. Life Goes On has to be the group song. We're left with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because the skit is the skit. We already know that. So out of those 5 that are left, 2 of them have to be subunits. And I strongly believe Blue and Gray might be a subunit one. Huh? I think it's going to be Tay with maybe 2 other members or 3, because it'll either be 4 or 3, you know, so that the other song has the other as well. But again, it could just be Tay who worked on the song and then other members sing it. And then he happens to be on the other subunit song. True. If they go with that route, you know.
You know what? Just by looking at it, you know, a lot of their teaser photos have been like symmetrical to each other, right? So if Life Goes On and Dynamite are group songs, Blue and Gray and Disease, because that's number 3, number 6 might be subunit songs. I'm just throwing that out there, but just from looking at the track list right now.
Yeah, like giving it that symmetry.
Huh? Yeah, so if Blue and Gray is a subunit, maybe Deceased. Anyways, yes, that's what I'm thinking. But I like... Fly to My Room.
Yeah, that one, I don't know like who might sing it or like what the vibe might be about it. But I feel like the lyrics might be about like... You know how we're all pretty much at home. So I feel like it's almost like the members kind of like spreading that message that everybody can relate to of like, we want to be somewhere, but we can't. So why don't you come over here with me? Come to me.
Come
so
to my room.
I feel like they might be saying, Army, come to our room. Okay. Right? Come and fly to my room. Okay. And I'm going to accept the invitation.
I'll be there if I can, but you know, you know what? I don't exactly know where I read it. I think it was one of the articles, or maybe BTS themselves were trying to say like the sound of this album is more like kind of not, was it relaxing type of vibe, something that's like not too intense. So, I mean, so far reading all the songs, or song titles, it seems like it's giving off that vibe.
It is, actually. Like, not just because we have that on the back of our minds that this album is to, like, pretty much help us through this time, because that's what they want us to, like, get from that.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, the names of it, they do convey that. Like, they do make me feel relaxed. They do make me feel calm. They make me feel at peace, I guess I should say. Like, they don't sound like songs that, I don't know, give me that message of, like, oh, I don't want to do it again, but boppity bop bop bop. You know?
Boppity bop bop bop. Yes.
Oh my God.
I feel like maybe the most, maybe super upbeat, uplifting might be like Dynamite. Maybe the rest will be more chill. Like Stay sounds very chill.
Talking about Dynamite, now that you said that, Dynamite, I don't even think they knew for sure they were going to include it in the album. So that might be the only one that's like, hey, like, this is the hypest one. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Some of people saying, and I might agree with it, Stay, since it's number seven, Stay might be that, like, really, really deep song, like, emotional, kind of like We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal.
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know if you watched Jungkook's, well, one of Jungkook's YouTube vlogs where he was recording a song. One of the lyrics that he did say was included the word Stay. So, I'm theorizing that I could be that one. The only thing, though, is that during that vlog, most of it is silent. It's muted, so you really can't hear that much. But we can see him in the recording studio.
Oh, that's right.
And in one of the, yeah, in one of the parts, he's, like, jamming out. Like, he has his hands in the air. He's, like, twirling around the chair. Like, that doesn't give me the vibes of a song that's, like, slow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So
like a little bit confused on that one.
Yeah, because we don't know exactly which song he was recording, but judging by his body movement, you know, we thought We Are Bulletproof Eternal was going to be like a rap line type of stuff, and it wasn't. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to expect. Stay might sound like it's, you know, something slow, but watch it be like us jamming out. And it would make sense too if they would make it something that's fun and jamming out towards the end of the album, just so it's more uplifting. So I could see that. The only thing I'm really confused about is Telepathy. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't know what vibe I'm getting from it.
Yeah, as far as the song, like, I guess genre, I don't know.
Yeah,
but the meaning, the I'm going back to YouTube because they really gave us a lot of hints on their vlogs. And in the same YouTube vlog that they talked about, saying this is going to be for you, the subunit, this is going to be a skit, this is going to be a group song. In that same one, RM talked about Telepathy and how it's the connection between ARMY and BTS.
Right.
But it could also be a song about their connection of them throughout their 7 years that they've known each other. So it could be either or, it could be both. But I feel like definitely the meaning is that Telepathy, the connection that we have. As far as, like, we know what we're thinking, or they're thinking, they know how they feel, or, you know, the same way that we feel about them.
Right. Well, we already know a lot of these songs will have, like, deep lyrics. And my voice just broke.
Yeah.
Deep lyrics. That's how deep it is. So even the little saying on the front, you know, not gonna lie, I could not really read it. I had to find.
I couldn't either.
I found translations, y'all. I could not read it. But for those who don't know what it is yet, let me go ahead and read it real quick. And I'm gonna have like Jose decipher what it's trying to say. But it says, "Life goes on like an echo in the forest, like an arrow in the blue sky. On my pillow, on my table, life goes on." Like this again. That's it's deep.
Yeah, so that I think is part of Life Goes On.
Like, like the lyrics.
I don't know if it's the chorus, it might be a verse. It feels like it's the chorus, or it could be the bridge. Actually, that could be the bridge too. I really do think it's lyrics of the song. Honestly, they're using metaphors to describe how life goes on. Literally, like an echo in the forest. Like if you're in a forest and you yell or scream or whatever, you hear that. Like it echoes on. It moves through the forest. If you shoot an arrow in the blue sky, it just keeps going. You won't really see once it like falls to the ground. You know, it just continues. And then on my pillow, on my table, I feel like that's literal. I feel like when you're at home, you know what I mean? How everybody is right now.
Like comfort.
Quarantine. It's the same routine, like on my pillow, on my table, life goes on like this again. Like it's a cycle, you know, that we're on.
You know, like the whole forest, I don't know if that's what they were trying to go for as well, but have you heard of that saying where, like right now, a tree is falling in the forest, but we may not know or hear it, but it's happening, something like that.
Do you know that? I've heard that before, yeah.
Just going to read it real quick. They said, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? It's really interesting. I don't know that an echo in the forest. That's probably not what they were going for. But that was just immediately what I thought about when I read that part. But
I mean, it could make sense though. Mm-hmm. Like there is some type of connection there. I see it.
Very true. One thing, like you know how you pointed out that this could be, and most likely it might be like the lyrics to Life Goes On. Mm-hmm. So is it in English or this part is in English or it's just the translation? Because why not?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was reading it and I was like, wait, this is all in English. Like this is not a translation. This is in English. This is actually going to be on the album packaging. Mm-hmm. It's on the a cover. Is the song going to be fully in English? But then I thought, okay, if it's the chorus, it could just be the chorus. And then I thought, wait, it could just be the translation that they wanted to do it in English. But then I was like, no, I feel like they could have left it in Korean. But so I'm going in circles, girl. Yeah, I mean,
maybe because you know how there's certain fonts in Korean. Maybe cursive just looks better for the album design or whatever. But yeah, I think that's what kind of threw me off too. I'm like, is it in English? But then the track list was originally in Korean, and then they had like the English translation for the track list. So what I read you guys was the English translations for it, like their interpretation, not the
Korean. Yeah. So basically when on Twitter, it's in Korean, like Fly to My Room, Telepathy and Disease are in Korean. Mm-hmm. But when you go to their website, to the BTS website, they have the translation that they are going to be using for the songs. And that's how we got those in English, you know?
Yeah.
Because I saw so many different, like I saw number 6, which is Disease. I saw somebody put that it's a bottle, like it translates to bottle. Yeah, it was like
bottle or sick.
yeah, like that, sick. Right? And then number 5, I think it was like, well, I don't even remember. And then Fly to My Room, it was like Come to Me or something. I don't know. It was like all different.
Yeah. It's because of how things are interpreted from the Hangul version. But I'm glad that they provided actual like what their interpretation of the Korean English titles are. Or Korean. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Jose here. Just a reminder, Interlude Army has merch. The podcast collaborated with an awesome shirt designer, Ecoism, to make a 7-member inspired shirt. You can check it out and purchase it on his website, www.ecoism.com. That is ICHOISM. Follow Ecoism on Instagram at Ecoism. Special shout out to Army Magazine, who we previously interviewed on our podcast. We invite you to check out our friends at Army Magazine, the first all digital magazine for BTS and Army. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, Army Magazine is for Army, by Army. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at @ArmyMagOfficial on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right, so we're going to try the BuzzFeed quiz. Again, we're not sponsored, maybe one day. The quiz is called, Can You Remember Which Member of BTS Starts the Song? So I'm kind of scared.
I am too.
I should have studied. We didn't study before this.
I don't do well under pressure.
Same. And I have to kind of like sing the song through in my head. So, oh my God. Okay, so... Okay, I'll go ahead and start. Just so you know, we ain't trying to cheat and try to take each other's answers. We're going to count down to like 3, 2, 1, and then we'll say which member we think it is. Yeah?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I'll
It's funny, though, because once we opened it, the title of it says, "Sorry, but only real members of BTS ARMY know which member starts each of these iconics."
So we're fake. We're going to be fake. Oh, my God, Jose. I have a feeling I'm going to fail. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Why do we... Why?
I'm nervous.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Oh, wait. It's multiple choice. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
We have, they're giving us 3 choices, y'all, so they can make it a little bit easier for us.
Okay. Oh, girl, I was hyperventilating. Wait, how do you say
that? Ventilating?
You get it.
You were hyperventilating. Yes. I got
exactly
it,
that. Very
Oh, my
that.
Lord.
Okay.
Woo. All right. First song. Who starts Boy With Love? You ready for the countdown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Jimin. Yes!
Yay!
Okay.
We're not fake. It's only the first song, though.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we correct.
Oh, I love
yes.
it. It gives us a little gif of
yes,
Jimin.
It does. Oh,
that's cute.
How cute. Okay, you got this. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, snap. Wait
Shoot,
a minute.
Hold up. Let me think. I mean, oh, my God. I said this word.
Okay, I think I know. I think I know. Okay. The second one is, how about Mic Drop? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. J-Hope. Hey, you said it after me. Did
no,
you
I didn't.
Me?
No, I said it at the same time. There's okay. a lag. Jose, there's a lag. I promise.
Okay. Yes, we were right.
Thank
Correct.
God. It's J-Hope. Right. Okay. Yeah, there's a little lag. So every time we do countdown, whoever's counting down, it feels like I'm saying it at the same time. But then, yeah. Hold on. What's this? Oh, hello. I got it. No, I got it. I should have known this. Why did I panic? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Who starts Dynamite? 3, 2, 1. Jungkook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't know what noise just came out.
But...
Oh, my God. Imagine if I got it wrong. Oh, hey.
I'd be like, Jose's fake, y'all. He's exposed.
Exposed.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
okay.
Okay, I got this.
Wait,
I'm confused okay. because it's not like
no.
it's, okay. I think I got it. I think I got it. I
oh
got
my.
This.
No, you don't.
Yes,
okay.
I do. Because then I'd be fake, Jose. Okay. All right.
And fake love? 3, 2, 1.
V.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
What happened?
Idol.
Oh, I Wait. Thought you got it wrong. I
no, no, no. Oh, heck no. Then, Jose, I would be fake if I didn't get this. See, I would be fake for that one. Oh, my God. Hold up. Can I think a little bit?
No.
Okay, fine. Oh, no. I got it. I got it. Okay. Is it my turn to count down?
Wait. I don't. Oh, my God. I don't know this one.
Okay, Jose, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to see. You got this.
Oh, my God. My head is, like, completely blank. I'm just going to have to pick. I'm just going
to... No, you
okay.
got this, Jose.
We
got
to go. We got to go. I'm just going to... Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. The member who starts Idol is 3, 2, 1.
RM? Oh, yes! Oh, my God!
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got so confused. I immediately thought of the video, and for some reason, the first thing that I pictured was Yoongi on top of the table. So I thought it was Suga, and then I was like, no, wait. So then I was like, no, let me go with RM, because he's the one that we see him looking at us. Wait.
You sound like you're going crazy, Jose.
I'm going through it. I'm taking this more serious than my actual, like, school test.
Schooling, right? It's like we're really working our brains right now. It's kind of like we're just under pressure. I swear, we're just under pressure. That's all it is. All right, this is your wait.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Nope. I'm going.
No wait.
And fire.
No.
And fire.
Wait, that's weird. That's weird, right? Because okay, I think I know.
Huh?
Right.
Is right? this you stalling, Miss Roseanne?
No, I think I got this. It's a tricky one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it is. And I immediately mm-hmm. got it. As soon as I know it's like, oh, this is a tricky one, they're trying to get me. Mm-hmm. Okay. And fire begins with 3, 2, 1, sugar. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is tricky. I was like,
are they going to count his bultoron, you know, like at the beginning when he's like shaking the man's hand?
Okay. That's what I thought too. Okay, but I was like, go with my gut. It was Yoongi. He started it. My heart pounding too. Wait. Okay, no, I know. I just had to
Every time we go to the next one, we're like, hold up, wait a minute.
How about on 3, 2, 1?
Jimin. Oh, yes.
I feel so proud of myself.
I wonder if, I know I am too. What happens if we answer incorrectly? Does like BuzzFeed cancel us?
It like, kicks do they out. Like
kicks us out of the quiz?
It's like you fake. Mm-mm.
Oh my god!
I think I got this one.
Oh
no.
Oh my god,
Jose, I might be fake for this.
I feel like you're cheating, Roseanne.
No, I'm not. I'm like, I'm squeezing my cheeks with my hands right now. That's what I'm doing right now.
I heard clicking.
No, Jose, hold up. I might be fake for this, but I gotta go with my gut feeling, right? Okay. I think I'm gonna get this wrong, but I gotta believe in myself, okay? Is it what you asking?
I am not sure. I'm taking the guess because I don't wanna cheat and I don't wanna look at lyrics or anything.
Okay. I don't wanna cheat either.
Right. What about autumn leaves, aka dead leaves? Okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Jungle.
Sugar.
It was Jen. We got it wrong.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
We're fake, Jose. We both got it wrong.
You said Jungle Guy said Sugar and it was Jen.
Jen.
I am so
Jen.
Sorry. Jen.
I am sorry, Worldwide Handsome. It's been, not gonna lie, it's been a while since I listened to that song. God. I love that song. I feel like I failed the whole
so
quiz.
Bad. Exactly. I feel like none of the answers mattered that I got correct. This feels wrong. Honestly, guys, I'm with Roseanne. I haven't heard it in a while. I know that's not an exception. I know. But come on, cut us some slack.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, this one we better get right. Oh my god. Wait. We better.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, don't forget spring day. 3, 2, 1.
J-Hope.
No, you know what? Okay, no. I totally understand you because J-Hope sang the live one. Remember? But RM started the music video one.
I'm the fakest of them.
No, Jose, I totally. See, they should have made J-Hope and RM because in the live ones, they would have J-Hope sing the beginning.
That's what I thought. I immediately went to Mnet stage where J-Hope starts and we all found out that J-Hope had lines because everybody, when we saw Spring Day, we were like, what happened to J-Hope? But then once we saw the live, we were like, oh my God, he has a lot of lines. So that's why I thought J-Hope.
So I don't know exactly what happened, but he wasn't really in the recording of the official audio for Spring Day, but the live version he was. So you know what? We're going to give that to Jose because
it's both,
right? Like, I totally know what you meant. Don't worry.
So that means you got it wrong.
Yeah. What? Okay, no. Jose. No.
Oh my God.
We're not going with them.
Thank you, Roseanne, for the credit. So that means you got it wrong.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hold up.
And finally, who is the first to sing on DNA?
Wait. This is tricky. Oh my God.
3, 2, 1. Jungkook. Okay. You also thought the whistling, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the whistling. I thought the whistling, because Yoongi did the bultoronde, and I thought they were going with the same route. The whistling,
we
I mean,
it's
not technically.
Wrong.
I know it's V who starts it, okay? I thought they were tricking me.
I knew it was Jungkook. V too. Like, V has the lines, like the first words. But yeah. Jungkook is whistling, singing. Huh? No?
Yeah. Yes, maybe. Yeah. So I think we got that because Jungkook technically was the first to start it with the whistling. And I thought that's why they did the Bultorne thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. I thought it was a trick question.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like, no, they're not going to get me. I know it's Jungkook, but he starts whistling.
He starts it, yeah. So oh it was supposed to be
V. What did you get?
I got 8 out of 10.
And what does it say?
I'm a fake. It says, you fake. I'm just kidding. That's not what it says. It says, you are without a doubt a BTS ARMY. Yay. You know who starts and ends every song and maybe even few dances or... even few dance routines as well. Fantastic job. I don't feel like a winner. But what did you get, Jose?
I literally was told to leave the room. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine BuzzFeed, please leave. Like, evacuate. Okay. It says, you got 7 out of 10 right. And I actually got the same exact answer. You are, without a doubt, a BTS ARMY. You know who starts and ends every song and maybe even few dance routines as well. Fantastic job. I feel like they're lying to me because it's just telling me you know who starts and ends every song. And I got 7 out of 10. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't feel like... I thought I was going to at least get like 9 out of 10 or something. But... hey, it could have been actually because that last question tricked me. But, just kidding.
You know what? Yes. You got a 10 out of 10 and I got a 9 out of 10 because we need to count the Jungkook one for you. So that gives you a 9 out of 10. And then we're going to count Jungkook and J-Hope for me. So it's a 8 out of 10. No,
we just fudged up. I know for sure I fudged up on Autumn Leaves. Okay, I'm sorry, Jin. But y'all listen to Autumn Leaves, okay? It's an amazing song. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, I know I need to refresh it too. So, all right, you guys. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed our little segment. But to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. That's Interlude Army PD. And our Instagram is Interlude Army PD.
If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi.